Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Hey, L'Oreal.
Hey, Eva. What's going on?
Nothing much. You know, just trying to catch up and get my win back from this BET weekend. I saw you out there shining, sis.
I'm still tied.
You and me both, girl. Join the party. The BET Awards went down this weekend. There were so many magical moments. We have to undress that. And there was nothing like the magic of the BET Awards, especially with this week that just passed, Roe versus Wade getting overturned. So many celebrities had something to say. We're going to recap what they talked about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we can really call this a versus, low. I mean, this is definitely your area, so I'm going to need some help. But there was a versus with Omarion and Mario.
Yes.
It was hilarious. It was chaotic. It was so many things. I can't wait to hear what you thought it was.
It was a damn mess is what I thought it was. But you already know what it is. It goes down to my DM. So we're going to dive in there and see what kind of funniness we got going on this week. And for our final question to undress, this happened.
You see red flags. You didn't see that many red flags when you had a baby by somebody who's now just your baby daddy.
You better talk.
Girl, stop playing with me.
Yeah, you know, it is going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by none other than our favorite, and that's Macy's. Now, speaking of Macy's. Right. Speaking of Macy's, you know, it's the 4th of July. And, you know, whether you're hosting a 4th of July bash or bringing your best potato salad to someone else's, please leave the raisins at home, by the way. Come on. Don't nobody want that in the potato salad. No. But, you know, Macy's has everything you need to make that get together the best on the block. They got outdoor dinnerware and fun translucent colors. They have barbecue tools to keep the burgers coming and the outdoor furniture to seat the whole gang, right?
Speaking of gang, you know, it's summertime, so we ready to get outside, look sexy and fine. But
what?
As a beauty girl, I have to remind you, do not forget to pick up some fun and sun essentials like your swimsuits for the family. But very important, sunscreen, y'all. Melanated people, yes, you too, cute chocolate boy with the freckles. You need them too. Don't forget your sunscreen and more. You can get all that super simple. Just head on over to Macy's.com.
That's simple as that. And you know, this weekend, like you said, we were outside at the BET Awards. Let me just say, I couldn't make it to the awards because I was trying to make it to the after parties, but I did see my beautiful friend, Eva. She was on stage giving out awards and all that good stuff. Eva, shout out to you for looking amazing at the awards this past weekend.
Thank you, friend. Well, hold up. Let me give you your award because I had slid through with a couple of friends of mine after Taraji's party to a certain steakhouse in L.A. And when tell you, L'Oreal came through with East Coast swag on the best coast. She had this little black shimmery thing on. Her stuff was stuffing and sitting was sitting.
Listen.
Girl, you look good this weekend.
I was getting my Tina Turner on. You know, I had the little frivolly things. When you shake to the side, they all move.
You was giving a little wiggle wiggle, a little jiggle jiggle.
All right, well, you talked about Taraji Henson, Taraji P. Henson to be exact. Now, y'all know she hosted this past weekend at the awards, and we were there to champion, celebrate, clap on Taraji P. Henson, who's always done her thing as a host on the BET Award, because this is not her first time, child.
It's and not her first time,
no,
but
wasn't.
She definitely, she did her thing. She did a lot with her father this year, too, you know, here on the Undressing Room podcast, on your morning show and my morning show, we definitely talk about the importance of mental health, especially in the Black community.
Right.
And she partnered with BET in the Taraji P. Henson did the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, which is after her father. And they did so much this weekend for mental health. So shout out to Taraji.
It's crazy that you say that because, well, not to say crazy, because I guess that was a poor choice.
That is not going along with
it. Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you.
It's ironic that you say that because I was actually leaving one of the BET activations and a guy came up to me. And he was talking about the podcast and how he listens to us. And he was telling me he had just came from a mental health panel. And he said that he was so enlightened and found out so much stuff from that panel. So big shout out to Taraji for doing that and shining a light on mental health, especially in the Black community. But
yes.
I got to say the highlight was Diddy. Diddy was being honored for the Lifetime Achievement Award. Let's just be real. It was wow. Now, we did miss a few Bad Boy members. I did not see Mace, but I didn't expect to see him.
But we did see Shine.
Sean Paul came up there and he did a remix to they added Ciroc in the
epic,
Bad Boy lyrics. No, Ciroc wasn't out when that song came out. So just give me the words.
Pass the Ciroc-ie.
Oh, that was Busta Rhymes.
Pass the Ciroc-ie.
Pass the Ciroc-ie. I wasn't here for that. I'm not going to lie. I ain't saying I needed them to say the Cavassier, but it was a little off. He always trying to change the name of something or something like that. Anyway.
Well, see, at the time, he was not a pioneer in the spirit space. Now, Puff, Brother Love, P. Diddy, Sean Combs can definitely take his seat on the throne. And to change that, I mean, you gotta pass
I said Delalier.
Listen, now it's Ciroc. Ciroc done good. I've been Ciroc girl for 7 years. They got a good bag. Pass the Ciroc.
Now you want to be an advocate for Ciroc on this here, what you call a Busta Rhymes remix. That's all right. I'm going to let you have that. But many people was real shocked when Kanye West came out. So he was getting a surprise. I don't believe that was him. It was a clone.
Oh, it was him. Like it was him. To know Tata is to know how he talks. That was every
that was
minute
a recording.
Of Kanye West.
That was a recording. No, I'm joking. Kanye was definitely in the building. So supposedly he had a lot of clothes on. It was a little chilly outside in LA. Not that chilly. Anyway, so he spoke out on his friend Diddy and he said, you know, I go to him for advice to this day. He inspires me. So many of my choices, so many of my life choices, my wife choices. Thanks for that, Puff. I don't know
he if did he say that.
I don't know if he was happy about the wife choice part, but like I wasn't. Like anyway, big shout out to the fact that Diddy showed love to Cassie and of course Kim. He had like a tribute where Kim was talking to Puff or whatever.
So beautiful.
It was so beautiful. But it was the Cassie thing for me, child. Young Miami was there with a Go Poppy sign hanging up in the air. And he was like, I just want to thank the girl that means the most to me in my whole entire life. And that's Cassie. And my heart broke.
That's not what he said, Lo. Don't put the 10 on a 2. He said, I want to show love for someone that has been there for me in my darkest days.
Oh, same thing.
Cassie, I love you. That's Same what thing. He said. See, look at you.
Well, the fact that she said, he said Cassie at all after her husband just said he needs to come out the closet and got to move on. I don't know. That was a bit much. I don't know who was trying to be funnier, Alex Fine or Diddy, but it all made Young Miami look a little foolish.
Well, you know what? What I appreciate about Young Miami and Creasia, because if you saw any of the after parties, Young Miami was looking like a whole snack, and then her and Diddy had matching shirts on at the after party. Because I think in life, once we allow each other to be ourselves, whatever happened in the past, accept people for that, move on, and move towards the future. And at the end of the day, Puff said it in his speech the best. He's lived many lives, but what he's on right now is love and love only.
Yeah, okay. But why do you think he's not claiming her? Like, you know,
what is there? Like, why does everyone need to be claiming? Has Nick Cannon not taught us anything?
What? He's claiming Cassie 10 years
he
after
didn't claim
fact.
Cassie. He said thank you the same way he said thank you to the late great and the honorable Andre Harrell. I mean, he just gave love.
I'm knocking over podiums if I came in there with a Go Poppy poster underneath my gown and he shot.
But see, that's you, but they have already declared their relationship does not look like what the rest of the world thinks it needs to be. I mean, they have decided what they want to do and how they want to do it, and they're comfortable. The biggest question is, why is everybody else so uncomfortable with what these people are doing with their life?
I'm uncomfortable with the conversation, how she tried to basically get him to open up.
What is we?
That they date. Yeah, what is we? Which, what no, am I he, is? She said, what am I is to you?
She didn't ask him to do anything but be honest about what it is, because people like and you said, and I cool. and the rest of the world we're speculate. Homies. We friends, we vacation together, we got love for each other, we date, we're dating, we're single, we all of these things.
I do that with you. We ain't a...
but see, I don't think we do the intimate things they might do together.
I'm coming next award ceremony. I'm coming with my go diva sign. Like,
yes, I have my good girl, Crystal Renee, Neo's wife in there. I should have told Chris to have her sign up for me talking about some go Eva. Go
well, one Eva. Thing I do want to say that he did, and I do not want to go past this at all, because... it'll what? Be looked past or whatever the case, is that he did pledge to donate $1 million to his, his
alma mater,
and that's Howard University. H-U. I always say, can I get an HU, only because I feel like Angie, my homegirl, made me an honorary Howard University, because I just hung out on campus. So
we can come down to Clark Atlanta University in Spelman. We will go ahead and give you an honorary AUC. You know what I'm saying?
There
come
we go.
Down
okay,
here.
I like that. Are everybody adopt me. Everybody adopt. But so also he gave $1 million to Deion Sanders, Coach Deion Sanders to be exact, over at Jackson State University. Big shout out to him for putting that money into those HBCUs, because he definitely yes. took the money out of a lot of Black men's pockets.
oh, how you going to end with that, L'Oreal?
What? And big shout out to Brandy too. She performed with Jack Harlow.
Goodness,
after she dissed him in the record.
No, but it shows you really what hip hop is all about, and it really is a lifestyle, and how some respect needed to be put on Brandy's name. Jack Harlow decided to let the world know he was yesterday years old when he realized that Ray J and Brandy were siblings, and Brandy clapped back like, "Who are you? Oh, you're a rapper. Oh, okay." They took that mild, mellow social media beef and turned it into a moment at Culture's Biggest Night. Shout out to Brandy, the vet.
Right.
And she didn't come out there just singing with pretty baby hairs, baby. She was spitting bars. I'm so here for it.
Put some respect on Brandy's name. And if you don't know, now you know. But I will say, I'm going to piggyback off what you said right there. Because these artists, these young artists that come in the game and don't have no respect for the people that laid down the groundwork from before, hopefully this will be a lesson to some of them, even though it won't. But, and I'm saying that only because, you know, they done said so many ignorant things like, NBA young boy's better than Biggie. I'd be like, wait, what am I reading on the internet?
We don't need to compare. We need to collaborate. Because if you notice one thing that my great guy, Jesse Collins, who produced the BET Awards did, it was an act after an act after an act. Yeah. There's enough room for everybody.
I'm sorry. One more thing. These are the same kids that said Michael Jackson... Chris Brown is better than Michael Jackson. And Chris Brown is sitting there like, what? Like,
Chris Brown said, wait a minute.
Michael Jackson. Like, if it wasn't for them, I would be nothing.
Exactly. But they're young.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
They're young, but you know what's not young?
What?
Is this stupid, stupid, stupid situation happening in the world today.
Yeah.
Roe versus Wade being overturned. I cannot tell you, and you know I'm really good with the words. Vernacular is my thing, but words escape me when trying to voice the frustration I have over this. Well, anything outside of a four-letter word.
Right.
So on June the 24th, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade in a 6-3 decision. Roe versus Wade, if you did not know, was a landmark ruling 50 years ago that established the Constitution right for abortion on a personal level, disallowing federal or state to dictate what a woman can or cannot do when it comes to terminating a pregnancy in her body. Well, several people have been speaking out about this, including Taraji P. Henson, Jasmine Sullivan, Janelle Monáe, all at the BET Awards. Lizzo had commemorated the night by pledging $1 million to Planned Parenthood. Now, Jody Sweet and Stephanie Tanner from Full House were protesting recently, and they were shoved to the ground by police. When I tell you people...
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here like, is her name really Stephanie Tanner? But then I realized you said both names. Sorry,
guys. Yes, no. Her name is Jody, but it's Stephanie Tanner from Full House. Okay, now, this is not a Black thing. This is not a white thing. This is a rights thing, and this is about women's rights. And the UF, the representative, we all know her, Auntie Maxine Waters, says, "You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try to stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think that Black women are intimidated or afraid, then they got another thing coming." Former FLOTUS Michelle Obama says, "I am brokenhearted." You know, she said it a little bit different than Maxine. This is how Michelle said it. She said, "I am brokenhearted for people around this country who just lost their fundamental right to make informed decisions about their own bodies. I am heartbroken that we may now be destined to learn the painful lessons of a time before Roe versus Wade was made the law of the land, and a time when women risked losing their lives getting illegal abortions." Now,
and that's what my issue is.
Yes.
If someone does not want to have a child or can't afford to have the child or whatever the case, they're going to find a way to get rid of that child one way or another, whether it's throwing that child away. Don't, like, we've seen all of this happen. So it's a little disgusting. At the fact
this is what's frustrating. What's frustrating is that there is a boundary or a box around the reason why women terminate pregnancies. There is a multitude of reasons why one might need to or end up deciding to terminate. It is a personal thing. It is it should be, before this past week, a fundamental right that we are allowed. But moreover, I don't think that it needs to be explained, or should we be ignorant enough to assume that every termination is literally just because that woman failed to want a child. I have a friend who decided to keep her baby and just had a beautiful birth of a baby boy. But I remember not too long ago when she was told by the doctors that her child 9 out of 10 times will live a life of deformities, will live a life of hardships, because they are not mentally capable to develop fully in utero, and will not have a baby that will sustain themselves or be able to live past the age of 3. That's just one example of a lot of reasons to where women find themselves having to grapple with the decision. Tubular pregnancies. I had a miscarriage. I've had friends that have had tubular pregnancies, and if they did not abort, they would too die, the baby and themselves. So there's so many reasons
why women incest.
Talk about it.
It's just scary that, you know, the only thing that they could think to say, I don't know if you've seen the rally that Trump had the other day.
The good day for white lives.
For white life. Like, and that's, to me, them saying that was showing their hands. But, you know, it was overturned already, and that puts a lot of other things in danger, because if that's overturned because it's not in the Constitution, there's so many other things that's not in the Constitution at all either. So, you know, this is just a very scary time, and this is why it's very important.
Well, this was in the Constitution, and now they have made it a state-by-state decision. So states like California, which is where I'm from, born and raised, where there is definitely a lot of rural conservative areas, the majority is liberal, and the governor decided to make it very clear that when it comes to this great state of California, they are not banning abortions. If you, as a woman, need to take care of your business, this state is open for you and supportive of you to do so. So I am praying that more states get like California. There are a few trigger laws that tried to get shotgun right after this got changed on Friday, that states have disallowed that to happen, where you see a lot of the people rallying around clinics trying to cancel abortions that were set for this week alone. There's some clinics in Ohio that canceled over 800 abortions over the next 2 months just because of what passed on Friday.
So can I ask you a question? Because I'm a little confused, and this has always been confusing to me, period.
Talk to me.
So if they are able to overturn this, how in the world is it certain states that could be like, no, we're not doing that?
It's federal. So they overturn it for constitutional, meaning that the Constitution does not have the say in to allow every single state the ability to have abortion. So like Alabama, where it is illegal, Alabama can keep that law and they can create more laws around that protecting it. But then it also says, just it's like marijuana. It says California, if your governor decides that it's legal, then there you can do it. So the issue that's really going to happen, L'Oreal, is somebody from Alabama going to have to go to California?
That's it. And that's why that's why I said that doesn't make sense to me, because I mean, I get it. Some people can't afford to fly places to go do stuff like this. And maybe that's what it is, like taking away the convenience or whatever the case. But it's still possible to have an abortion.
Well, it's not just the convenience that's taking away our rights. I mean, we're going to have to move on, but you got to think about it. There's a state, we were talking to someone not too long ago, 1,200 women are in jail right now in Alabama for quote unquote abortion related offenses because it is unlawful into the state to abort. So it goes beyond just, you know, I got to go to another state. It goes to where a 16-year-old girl who's raped ends up in jail because she tried to have an abortion and it's not legal in her state.
And well, I want to say this, they are limiting already the purchase
Plan Bs.
And for people that are trying to look for whatever, they said that Mark Cuban's online pharmacy is offering discounts on birth control and Plan B like drugs.
And there are a lot of people that are helping to support and trying to help women in this struggle.
A bunch of people.
But the issue is that Plan B is now hard to find, like a lot of other things that we have been having supply chain issues during this pandemic.
Right.
This is just another one of those things where people are going to A, have to hoard up and B, sell three times the amount. I remember when I was still, you know, actively trying to make sure I wasn't getting pregnant, which wasn't that long considering I got three kids. A Plan B at the time was like $70.
Yeah.
So imagine how much it's going to cost now that they are not so readily available. And in certain states, they're going to be obsolete.
That's right. Well, let's talk about two people. Well, one person that may be obsolete very soon. And that's going to be this whole versus battle in Amorion, man.
That's your transition.
Yeah. Listen, that's going to be my transition, child, because y'all was all calling him unbothered. And I ain't see that unbothered soul on stage this past week. This past week was the versus.
I told you Mario had it. I told you that.
You told me, and I ain't want to hurt you, but I heard you loud and clear, sis. Amorion and Mario, they duked it out. And obviously, it's been a while since we had a versus. So, you know, the millennials, everybody was hyped to see Amorion and Mario. I'm one of those millennials, child. I was ready. Now, the whole event was filled with questionable vocals and some trash talking. Now, for the first time, we got a pre-show. It had Pleasure P and Sammy versus Ray J and Bobby V. And I'm pretty sure Ray J wishes he sat this one out.
That's his one wish.
Bro, it was embarrassing. Like, let's just say, I don't know who did sound check, but it wasn't Ray J Amorion.
No, Mario's the only one who did. Mario Sammy. And Tank.
And Sammy. Sammy.
And Sammy Tank. And Tank.
Yeah, shout out to Tank, too. I see him.
Tank killed it.
Yeah, Tank don't never not kill it.
Exactly.
So, like, it's embarrassing for him to even be there and them trying to sing in front of him. It was given Giveon at the BET Awards. Anyway, the problem... The problem was the comments, like they were going in the comments. They said Amorion didn't sound the best while Mario vocals was obviously on point. I must have missed this point, but I heard even at one point Amorion was doing so bad that he started resorting to name calling and like supposedly called Mario fat. Did you hear that?
No, Mario is very many things, but fat he ain't. He's always been very chiseled.
He called him fat. And guess what Mario said? You can't spell Amorion without Mario. Yo, this was the funniest back and forth. Anyway, he got it was jokes that was going crazy. They were all aimed at Omarion and Ray J from that One Wish performance where Sammy took over and started singing it for him, and it was 10 times better. Now, the vocals was trash. He had his baby in his arm. That's Ray J. He got mad at Pleasure P, Sammy and Bobby V for hopping on to sing background. Now, how your own teammate going to jump on?
He was so mad, though.
His own teammate jumped on the other side. Now, the next day, Omarion prepared for a cover shoot for our one digital site, Hello Beautiful. And he put this in the caption. I love all the jokes and opinions. Y'all are hilarious. I'm enjoying the creativity. If you're lucky enough to be in this business 22 years, you understand that at some point you will experience malfunctions. It comes with being an artist and making yourself vulnerable to the world. Now, he also threw shots at J-Bug, Razzby, and Little Fizz. He called them his background dancers. Where's the lie? And he said, but he said, my three background dancers, I'm not surprised because this is how y'all always been, even while in a group, praying for my downfall. Well, keep praying because I'm overbooked and busy. Meanwhile, y'all really got to get a job other than hating on, oh, I heard UPS is hiring. Now, this could be prompted because the guys posted a clip of from the Temptation suggesting that he was David Ruffin. Ain't nobody gonna see you, Otis. Ain't nobody gonna see you, Otis. He's the David Ruffin of the group. So they put Omarion, you got served. Here's the thing. Why would he call them the background dancers when J-Bug used to, you know what, his mama? I would be very careful and quiet.
He used to do what with whose mama?
You didn't know that J-Bug used to be knocking down Omarion's mom?
Wait a minute. What?
Yes. I don't know about you.
Okay, can we rewind? That's the real beef?
Yeah.
I have three brothers. Let me just tell you something. If one of my brother's homeboys was busting my mom down, that would most likely be the reason why we have issues. Like, all the rest of the stuff is fluff. That's it.
I'm sorry. But one of them took your baby mom and the other one took your whole mama. Like,
you can take the baby mama, but not the mama.
But how your whole group just going to tear apart your life like this? Like, who's left for Raspberry? Oh, Chris Stokes. Too soon.
Well, listen, I just want to say this was hands down, in the words of Lonnie Love and my sentiments exactly, the most ghetto concoction I have ever seen in quite some time. It was like the party line. This did not seem like the same stage that my Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills was on. This does not seem like the same stage that my Keisha Cole and Ashanti was on. It feels like the respect for artistry went down the toilet just a bit. Now, Soulja Boy and Shad Moss did a great trash talking, bring it to the millennial stage.
You serious?
But they were
Bow
still
Wow
professional.
Was aggravating me. Bow Wow was giving me Omarion. Like, Omarion laid on the ground, started humping. He was doing Soulja Boy.
L'Oreal. What time does show start?
Ours or theirs?
What time was their show supposed to start? And then what time did it start?
I believe it was supposed to start at 8 or 9. Uh-huh. And it didn't start till like, what, 11, 12?
11 and change. So for starters alone, 22 years in the business should give you a little bit more punctuality and a respect for people's time. Ooh. It was just ghetto, bruh.
Yeah, and it went on for so long.
It wasn't like they were bringing out. I mean, I can see if Chris Brown came out. You know what I'm saying? I can see if they brought the heavy hitters out.
Oh, you forgot someone. Jeremiah. He was terrible, too. What was happening?
I was going to let that one go.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so I teach my daughter, practice makes better. It doesn't matter how long we've been in this business. You still have to tune that muscle. You still have to work that muscle. You still have to make it make sense. And I'm sorry, Mario, you deserve an entire tour and an award because you are the only thing that made sense that night, period.
Period.
If you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Go ahead and slide on over. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Now, L'Oreal. Yes. You was looking like a whole snack. And if I didn't have a man, I would have definitely scooped you up. So I know they've been in your DM. I know they've been in the DM. What they talking about in the DM?
Okay, so in the DM, I feel like the DMs is boring for me lately, but I'ma still read them anyway, child. I'ma stick beside them. So now here we got one guy here. He said, actually, let's just start here. You are truly beautiful and gorgeous. All these heart eye emojis and hearts, like so many that it fills the page. You are so beautiful and gorgeous again. You are so beautiful. So I guess he's just going to keep putting this.
Beautiful. It's a song.
It's a song. I swear, I wish I could spoil you with real love. I can't buy nothing with real love.
Look. Oh my, what?
Okay,
don't ever say that again. Yes, you can. You can buy a lifetime of happiness.
I can't take that to the store. He said, you are truly beautiful, L'Oreal. Again, I wish I could have a lady like you in my life for good. Let's see
is that how you think he sounds?
Yeah, for good. he's not cute.
Okay, corny guys. It's still a place for y'all. Some of us still like him corny.
Yeah, and then here goes the last one. It says, if you don't mind taking the cheeks of mine in my head, at least future woman off the gram. Looks nice, by the way. Hey, keep up the great work. So basically, he's telling me to keep my butt cheeks off Instagram.
Oh, is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, I'm lost. If you don't mind taking the cheeks of my in my head, at least future woman off the gram. So I guess he wanted to say wife, but he's going to give me at least woman. He wants me to take my cheeks off the gram. And to that, I say, go to hell. I like my cheeks on a gram.
Hilarious.
I like my cheeks on a gram. I put my cheeks where I want to put my
cheeks. I like your cheeks on a gram. I mean, I don't have no cheeks. And so if I had some cheeks, I'd turn around and take a picture. Haters going to hate and potatoes going to potate. I'm going to tell you that right now. Somebody saw a little piece of my little areola from my outfit, and they said something to my husband. And my husband said, don't be mad because that ain't your areola. And kept it moving.
I know that's right. Areola.
Hey, listen, them cheeks be cheeking. I be looking. They be looking. Don't worry about the haters. Haters gonna hate.
And he's not my future anything. He's the future guy that got curved. And we're gonna get into this final question to address Eva.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and play the audio on this, and then we're gonna go ahead and talk it through. Listen to this, y'all.
I'll never put my baby father on child support because I have to deal with this man for eternity, okay? It's not just 18 years. Until I'm gone, he's gone, or the baby's gone, we have to communicate because I believe in family. So until one of those things happen, that man needs to be your friend. Now, I'm not saying you gotta sleep with him or you still gotta be with him or you gotta follow his direction. No, but it pays to build a friendship with that man. And you can't build a friendship when you get the courts involved to put him on child support to make these small ass payments because you're low key living off the payments. And some women aren't. They really support the child with the payments. But for the ones that don't, they collect the child support to be spiteful and to, you know, try to help maintain their life. I'm not built for that, okay? I would rather just work a little bit harder and deal with the headache of having to work a little bit harder or go a little bit harder than to put my baby daddy on child support. And if you don't want to be here, if you don't want to be present, I'm not going to force you to be present. You don't want to be here? Well, shit, I don't either. I catch red flags real quick. So if I felt like at any point during the pregnancy or prior to you were giving me, you don't want the baby vibes, I'm pro-choice. So we can, no problem. I don't believe in the soul of the baby. No.
Well, I sure hope she has kids the way she's talking like this, or doesn't have any at all, because you're responsible to take care of your children. And I get to a certain extent what she means about having a relationship with the person you're parenting with, or like a friendship or something. But like the fact that a man or may feel like he doesn't have to make payments towards his child or participate in raising a child that he helped make, to me, is disgusting. I'm a little confused.
Let's just start with the whole reason why child support exists is as a mechanism for women or for men in that fashion, whoever it is that is a sole provider, to get support from the other person that they do not have a relationship with.
Exactly.
So if you are in a cool space, A, don't want any assistance from the other parents, or B, have a great relationship into which you don't need the courts to mandate it, by all means. But sis, there are hundreds of thousands of men and women that do not freely and at their own, on their own volition, support their child. And if not for the government making an order requiring that part of their check be not only known to the court, but also taken to give to support the child, there'll be a lot of kids out here with no help from the other parent. So if you got somebody that's helping you and you don't need to put them on child support, just go right ahead. But right. Please do not discourage these other women that actually do need assistance and these men that have the ability to help, not to help just because they would have a better friendship. You see red flags. You didn't see that many red flags when you had a baby by somebody who's now just your baby daddy.
You better talk.
And she's just saying.
She's like, oh, if he doesn't want to be in his life. And like you said, you done picked the wrong one that can't even help take care of his child that he made. So he needs to take care of his responsibilities and working harder and this, that, and that. Come on, man. There's so many women out there that are busting their behind.
They are. And shout out to all the single moms that are out there. I was a single mom before I married my husband. It is not easy to get up every single day. Motivate yourself. Find the smile and the sun rays you need to be for that child. And then get up and get out there and hustle. And remember your dream and still run after it. So
it's hard to do that without kids. So imagine.
Thank you. If you need old boy's insurance to make sure baby girl can get her vaccination shots and he acting funny, so that requires you put him on child support, sis, go right down there to the court. And if you need, they have advocates that are out here that will help and assist you in doing that without having to pay for it. Because a lot of times that is the issue right there is finances. We are going into a recession. Girl, stop playing with me. You better go play with your mama. I'm not here for that one.
Y'all go ahead and listen to Miss Independent if you want to. Okay. You're going to end up struggling, depressed, messed up. You got to do what you got to do for your kids. And if that requires you to take their daddy to court because they that deadbeat and
then
don't
do what you
got to
do,
then courted it. Then Judge Judy, here we come.
On the way, Mr. Mathis. But let me just say, there is no hierarchy or lower on the totem pole when it comes to being a single mom. So you ladies out there, if you get into the bag, you figured it out, congratulations and kudos. If you don't need assistance because you can get it yourself, congratulations. If you need assistance and you are not getting it by yourself, congratulations to you. There is no bigger or better or worse when it comes to trying to figure out how to be the best parent for these children.
And that FYI, fellas, if you got a deadbeat baby mama, take her ass to court.
Take her
too. That's right. Cause it ain't just the poppies out here.
No, it
that's
ain't.
Doing go poppy. No, it ain't just the poppies out here that be deadbeat sometimes to be the mamas. So you gotta do what you gotta do to get that support for your child. And it doesn't matter what it takes to get that done. And y'all know what you're doing. You're listening to the Unjust and Run podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to the unjustandrunpod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And Eva, if they want to do a final question to help us out a little bit, and we help them out, what can they do for that?
Thank you so much for asking, L'Oreal. All you have to do is be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room Podcast.
That's right.
Slide in the DMs and boom, that is your chance to be featured. Now, I must say, this week's final question done brought me and my good girl back together because we never agree, but we agreed on today's final question.
Now we're going to get that girl. We want to make sure we shut her down.
And she cute too.
She too cute to be sounding stupid. And then trying to have a movement behind it, like, right,
he did, though.
Cut your butt up.
Ladies, don't listen to her. All right, well, ta-ta for now. If you haven't listened to the rest of our podcast, go ahead and slide back into that link at macys.com/theundressingroom and look for our past episodes and episodes dropping every single Thursday.
Bye.
Bye. The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.